Welcome to the Show It Off podcast special series, Siren Mama Saturdays, a short moment for a confidence boost for unattached siren mamas. My name is Sarah Faye Schaff. I'm the host of the Show It Off podcast, which drops its full episodes every Monday, each with the intention to help you build more confidence and self-love. Are you thinking about leaving the father of your children? Have you left already? Did you leave and have since found love again? Do you have days where you think this is impossible and how are you going to make it? Then this special Show It Off series is for you. Each Saturday, I will drop a bit of encouragement that will help you through your weekend and your journey as an unattached siren mama. Hey, mama. I'm glad you turned on this episode today because I know you're going through a hard time. Being a single mom is hard, and it just got harder, didn't it? With the quarantine and the COVID-19, all of your efforts to make everything work have just gotten harder. I want you to know that you're not alone, that it's not going to be like this forever, and that this was not an accident. I'm going to share with you my story that helped me realize this for myself. I was in the depths of despair, completely depressed, because I felt like the rug had been pulled out from under me, that all of my great efforts to gain independence and freedom and to be able to take care of my child and myself were ruined. No longer was she in school. No longer am I able to work in the way that I was, at least. And this was incredibly discouraging. I had a, you know, why me? Woe's me? Why now? How could you do this to me? Spinning out of bad feelings. In this time, I was laying on my little balcony just offset of my bathroom. My bathroom is outside. I'm a little, live off grid in the jungle. And I'd like to sit out on my lanai in the sunshine all naked in the morning. And my daughter, who is 4, I was watching her. And I was watching her with, she had great determination to accomplish this goal. She wanted to fill up a big bucket and fill it up with water. To do this, she grabbed a little empty soap dispenser with no lid and carried it over to the sink, which she could not reach. She pulled up a chair, and her effort was to fill up this bottle of water, but she could not reach the faucet. She could reach, if the water was pouring, she could have reached that, but she couldn't reach the faucet. So she got down, moved the chair again, climbed up, turned on the faucet, got down, moved the chair again so she could reach the water, filled up the container, took the container to the bucket down the little hall, and poured it in the bucket. I watched her do this several times. I watched as the pathway that she was using between the sink and the bucket got wetter. I watched her as she slipped on this water, making a crack in the bottom of her soap dispenser, making her efforts take even longer. Because she would fill up the soap dispenser, but by the time she got to the bucket, it had emptied nearly halfway. I asked her, "My darling, will you let Mama help you with that?" "No, Mama. I can do it." She was very serious, very determined. It was painful watching her slip on the wet pathway, climb up and down the chair twice for each fill-up, only to see her bucket hardly even get full at all. But she wasn't going to stop. She wasn't going to let me help. She wasn't going to give up. I looked at her and it became very clear the lesson that was in front of me. I knew that I could very easily take that bucket into the bath and use that faucet to fill up that bucket full of water in less than 2 seconds. How easy that would have been for me to help her. But she wouldn't allow it. She was determined to do it her way, herself, the hard way. I looked at her and I said, "That's me." Before the quarantine happened, I was climbing chairs, slipping on water with cracked containers, trying to fill up a bucket. When how easily it would have been for me to let the universe help me, to allow the greater power to so easily, effortlessly fill my bucket. I looked at her and I was thankful for the lesson that the rug had to be pulled out from under us so that we would stop working so hard to make something happen and we'd be forced to allow the universe to help us. This had to happen for us single mamas so that we could do things a different way from here on out. We're being forced to rest, forced to stop making everything work, forced to just play with our babies all day, forced to receive help, forced to allow. And you know what? This isn't a bad thing. Yeah, it's hard to let go of all those balls we've been juggling. It's hard to admit that we need help. It's hard to give up and give in. But guess what? It's not that. It's just allowing the greater power to help you. You have a mutual goal. You both want the best for your life, for your children, and for everybody. All living beings on the planet deserve joy and support and freedom. That is our birthright, and we can receive that once we stop taking the reins, once we stop driving the car, once we stop juggling all the balls and making sure all the wheels are in motion so we can accomplish our goals. Instead, being in our feminine power and allowing the universe to help us. Remember when you were pregnant? Remember that baby growing inside of you? Did you control making her fingers grow? Did you control creating her eyes, her hair, her brain? Or did you just be pregnant? Just rest and eat food and take care of yourself with ease and grace and all of the allowing is what created your baby. That is what made your baby come to full term and be born. You can do the same thing now. You could be pregnant, just waiting and allowing for your goals and your dreams to come to fruition. Can you see this quarantine as a correct way in helping you to just allow and let it happen? Can you ask for help? Can you let that help come to you? Yes. Yes, you can. I am, and you can too. If you would like more support in this, please go to sarahfayshoff.com. Put your name and your email in the opt-in box, and you will get from me in your inbox more help on this subject. You got this, Mama. This wasn't an accident. We can do this. We can do hard things. We can allow for help. We can stop trying so hard. It's going to be okay. I love you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for texting this episode now to at least one unattached siren mama you know. Thank you for subscribing to the Show It Off podcast. And if you have a moment to leave a review, thank you from the bottom of my heart. For more support in being confident and self-loving as a once single mom, now unattached siren mama, go to sarahfayshoff.com. When you enter your email there, you will automatically get the free gift of the 5 yoga video series, Yoga for Confidence, with me, Sarah Faye Schaff. Remember, you are showing your kids what it looks like to never settle and to live your life rooted in self-love and confidence. So be proud and show it off.